Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
My goodness.
Do, 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 do.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Dave Jennings is back.
Hey, hey, hey.
Sasquatch.
You're over there.
Yep. All right. Present. And then Dwight.
I can't find my way out of the restroom. I'm stuck here in my bathroom.
All right, all right. Well, it might not be your fault. I'm not sure if somebody locked you in there.
You're just plumb stuck.
Oh, no.
Well done, I say.
No,
I'm not going to.
It was clever, but not funny.
I will allow it. Plum.
Can you be clever and not funny? Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah.
Daily.
Yeah.
As in Tom Drexler plumbing.
Well, on this show, we'll fit in an advertisement.
That's right.
When we can.
We love our partners.
So what are you getting installed at your house? Is it a new trap door?
It's a some kind of a swing that Susan wanted into the bedroom.
Right, okay. You got to reinforce it. It has to be reinforced.
So they're putting up different I-beams in the bedroom.
Well, we're kidding. We love you, Susan. Please don't kill us in our sleep.
It's some kind of swing. I'm like, why would you want a swing in the bedroom? Those go on the front porch. But she wants it in the bedroom, so they're over-installing it right now.
Sasquatch, you want to get off your phone? Or you just want to get
there, I'll be keeping you awake there.
No, your eyelids are going down and you have your phone. It's about to drop because you're falling asleep.
Walter Cronkite, we're talking about my wife's sex swing.
Thank you.
You want to pay attention here?
Right. I got nothing on that. No. News has no comment.
Dave Jennings on an extended vacation. When's the last time you had that many days off in a row?
I don't know that I ever have.
Right.
Maybe the Colorado trip like 3 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, all right. There was the time you got suspended.
Oh, well.
We don't talk about that.
It's a
Mr. Swing, pot disclose, kettle.
I'm just saying that was 14 days suspension.
Yeah. Right. But you were in FLA?
FLA, right, looking for Brian Laundrie. I didn't see him.
Didn't find him.
But we tried in many, many gin joints all across the state.
Did it smell like old people?
Not too bad, not too bad.
I've got an honest question here about restaurants and stuff like that. I know that it was running, whatever, it was running rampant, and everybody that I knew that was going to Florida came back with COVID. So is it not what they're saying on the news, or how was Florida?
It was just like you think it would be. People were out. If people wanted to wear masks, they wore masks. If they didn't, they didn't. It was just a normal day. I didn't talk about COVID. We didn't listen to anything about COVID. We just had a good time. Nobody was, I mean, it was okay.
No issues.
It was normal. I didn't notice anything. Yeah, it did smell like freedom.
Well, just if you watch the news, it just seems like chaos all the time down there.
Hey, what time did the governor? Hey, what time did the governor come on in Florida and take over all the airwaves to tell people about earaches?
He didn't do that.
Oh, he didn't?
Nope.
He must not care about his people.
You get DeSantis for president signs on boats down there. You see some of those.
Come on, DeSantis.
All right. So moving forward here, we've got a lot to get to, including Ford Motor Company. Good for you, buddy. Ford Motor Company. They're going to spend $5.8 billion in Kentucky in the next couple of years building two factories to build batteries for cars and trucks. Sasquatch, you're researching this story.
Yes, and their Ford people are, because they're doing it in Tennessee, too. There's a whole
Tennessee
campus
Kentucky
down there.
Correct.
So they're in Memphis this morning doing the grip and grin with Tennessee's governor and their entourage.
The grip and grin. Isn't that a Robert Kraft thing?
That's a happy ending.
Susan gave me the old grip and grin last night.
Oh, God.
And then they'll be in Frankfurt.
What'd you expect, Will? Grip and
I know
grin.
And then they'll be in Frankfurt with, whichever members of the legislature or
members
or
okay.
But hey, lady, how much for a Griffin grin?
Okay, so but this is a good thing because we can't sell trucks and cars right now because we can't get the chips from China. So we're not going to buy the batteries from China. We're going to make the damn things here.
Yeah, yep. Just down the road.
But
yeah.
You know what? I think that batteries are horrible for the environment. I think all vehicles should be wind powered.
I think they should be solar.
I don't, because the sun needs its own rays. It doesn't be spinning on us. I think the wind should just power all of our cars.
Dwight's getting paid by big wind.
I know.
So they want 40% of all their cars and trucks to be battery powered
by the end of the decade.
By the end of the decade. So yeah. You got about 8 years, or about 8.5 years.
And because we'll hear some sound throughout the day leading up to this, but I asked if that would lead to a transition of the current lines at Louisville Assembly and Louisville and Kentucky Truck. And as of now, they have nothing to announce. But as anybody with any manufacturing knowledge knows that once that plant gets up and going down in Hardin County and the one in Tennessee, and depending on what EV sales are, then it may end up being changed. So
the grip and grin was happening in Hardin County.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's...
You know what? I like that one.
Mm.
Thank you. Where is Hardin County, by the way? I'm the
E-town.
Worst. Oh, E-town. Mm. Okay, right down the road. All right.
Hardin County is one of those counties where whenever we were kids, well, still to this day, whenever there's school closings, it's always Hardin, Meade, Spencer, LaRue. I think they maybe go to school 4 days a year.
Well, yeah, because you get a dusting down there like, nope, it's over.
When I was a kid, because you used to have to listen to 840
WHAS
and hear all of the school closings and just wait for JCPS
with that lousy 70s elevator music.
Oh, yeah, and he was going Hardin, Meade, Spencer.
Oh yeah,
LaRue. I was like, can't you say the usual suspects and JCPS?
Well, right. Now they put Jefferson County up the entire time,
right?
But not Oldham County. Oldham County's in the scroll.
Yeah, you got to wait for it.
Well, because they actually have good schools and they want to go to school.
Right.
All right. So,
true that.
Atherton High School, speaking of high schools, have changed their mascot from the Rebel to the Ravens. That's not too bad. I like that.
The Fighting Birds?
Yeah, Atherton. Hmm. Atherton opened up in 1924.
It was not a Poe choice.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, gosh.
I want to get...
Have you been saving this up for a week and a half? What's going on? Is your brain...
Ah, bourbon's kicking something into me.
What's going on here?
The first one was kind of, but that was redeeming.
Thank you.
Atherton opened in 1924. Got this from the Courier-Journal, but didn't...
They're on your side.
Didn't adopt... No, that's HSTV.
Everyone's on your side.
Okay. Atherton opened in 24, but didn't adopt the Rebels until 1950, and they changed it just now to the Ravens.
Oh, yeah, yes. There's nothing like adopting the Rebels during the Civil Rights Movement. Read the room, Atherton.
Yeah.
But wasn't Nationwide on your side first?
I think so.
Nationwide could be. Is on your side.
Hey, wasn't that Barry Manilow? No, that was State Farm. Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow wrote.
Oh, that's right.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That's what he did before he became Barry Manilow, the singer.
I like the better version of that. Like a good neighbor, stay over there.
Right. No,
stay over there. Yes. That's my theme song.
Kind of like that one, too. I-65 is still closed in Bullitt County, so
it will be
yourself.
For hours, by the way. That's a fatal semi-crash now.
Oh, okay. No.
All right. More bad news for dudes.
Oh?
Well, oh, no.
That's all we need.
Yeah. COVID helps push men's life expectancy down 2 full years.
Well,
you know, I was already going to die pretty soon by my own stupid acts. I didn't need COVID.
Again, if I can miss just 2 years of my poop my pants years, I'm fine with that. Hmm.
It's not going to affect your 2 years, though, guys. If you don't have COVID, it's just bringing the average down because of the young deaths.
It's always the guys, though.
I always figured
the hit.
I always figured the TikTok generation would be what brought down our life expectancy.
Watch
Einstein's
this.
Trying to climb milk crates, and
it's the stick this into the socket challenge. Dumbasses.
No, you're supposed to eat the Tide Pod and then stick the fork
right.
in it.
And then
right.
climb the milk crates.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do. All right, so we got the whole team back together for the first time in 3 weeks.
And Dwight couldn't be here for it.
Yeah, I know. How about
Dwight's,
that?
Dwight's at the house.
Some sort of, you know, louder than life house arrest issue.
You know? Well, as far as we know, as we were confirmed with LMPD yesterday, over 100,000 people visited the louder than life area and partied their butts off, and only one person was arrested. Pretty tame crowd this year for louder than life.
Awesome.
And a huge crowd. It was a huge, well-behaved metal crowd.
Huge. Yes.
Hey, oh, by the way,
yes.
Speaking of which, is Louisville, Kentucky cursed when it comes to rock music? I put this on my Facebook yesterday. I'm sure there's been other rock acts here since ZZ Top, but ZZ Top was here for the 40th birthday party for Cuban.
Oh, and then a guy died.
Then Dusty Hill died.
Yep.
Immediately after the Judas Priest set.
No.
What?
No.
The guitarist had to be admitted to the hospital for heart problems, severe major heart problems, and they canceled the tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were going to have the Stones here, but the Uncle Rico convention.
That's not true. That is not true.
And then their drummer died.
And by the way, before you say it, Tony Vannetti.
Yes.
Richie Faulkner, the guitar player, he is a young guy. He replaced K.K. Downing, the old guy. So it's not like you can't use your, they're old.
Well, they're old.
But this guy was a young guy. This guy's a young man.
They need replacements because they're old.
Can't they grab Saxton's guitar player? What is it, Nublet?
Yeah, Niblet.
Is Biff Henderson
No,
available?
Nigel.
Oh, it's Nibbly.
I've never hated more. Shut up.
Well, what else are they doing? I mean,
Nibs.
Nibs is a bass player, and it's Nibs, not Nubs.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Does Biff Tannen know? Can we check with him?
It's Biff Byford, and I'm looking at a picture of him and my wife right now on the mantle.
Biff Tannen.
Biff Tannen. Nibs.
Saxton.
Saxon.
They should have been there, by the way, for Louder Than Life, Dwight. You should have made that happen.
Yeah, no kidding. What the hell?
Oh, and by the way, Dave, thanks for surprising me with Danny Wimmer.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah,
Dave Jennings sets this up while he's on vacation and surprised me with Danny Wimmer.
There was a little lone tear going down his cheek as the interview was going on, Dave. So good work.
It was Mitch Witten a little jealous?
Yeah. Guarantee it.
Well, that was after he threw like a 20-minute temper tantrum because we wouldn't tell him who the surprise guest was.
Oh, I know.
Can't do that. Look, if you want to throw a surprise guest on somebody, just go, hey, let's go. Don't book anybody for 10:05. We got something. And then just say, hey, let's go to our surprise guest. Don't say we're going to surprise you.
Yeah.
And then I just got to think about it. You know how my mind works. I was trying to figure things out, and I couldn't sleep.
Is there any celebrity you would buy their used underwear?
What?
No.
Any idol or celebrity that you would buy their used underwear?
Boy, that's a tough one.
Is it really?
I think there's probably...
There's underwear.
Kirstie Alley, but the shipping would be too much on that one.
It's like just buying a tent, isn't it?
Yeah. Shipping would kill me there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Jennifer Aniston.
Melissa McCarthy, perhaps?
No, same with the shipping.
Michael Jordan's used underwear, a pair of his used underwear, went for $3,000.
Nope.
Well, we did the story, Tony and Dave. I don't think Will was... in when we did it, but we did the story about how women are now selling their underwear.
Oh, no, it's true,
and making thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Well, there's also in Japan, because they are weirdo freakos when it comes to sex, there is vending machines that you just put whatever denomination in, and you get a pair of used panties and a little egg, clear egg.
Can I just do it? Couldn't I just wear panties sell them? And I'll get a picture of my wife and post it. And say, you want to buy her panties, and just, I'll wear them, and then I'll sell them. I mean, how would they know?
Can the egg be fertilized? I don't get the egg thing.
It's
like the, put the quarter in, and there's like the little, like, NFL plastic ring in
yes,
the
egg. Yes, that's what it looks like.
It's just a...
That's what it looks like.
Stupidly kinky vending machine.
I'd rather have a Bengals helmet.
The Japanese are freaky.
Bengals, smelly panties, tomato.
I'd rather have the Bengals. Said no one ever. I'd rather have the Bengals helmet. No. All right.
Sorry about that, by the way, bringing up the Bengals. That was my fault.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
It's all right, man.
Ben Roethlisberger is old.
No, damn it.
Don't give him too much crap. They played the Packers next weekend.
Oh, please. Yes. Let's jinx that situation for you. All right. So do we have a joke of the day?
We do have a joke of the day.
All right.
And I dug a couple up, too, in case Dwight sucks.
Well, do you want to go this morning? You want to, or
it doesn't matter.
No. I think Dave's ready. Dave's in.
Dave, go ahead. Okay,
he's been out for a while.
I'll do mine tomorrow.
He's on a roll too, so I think this might be a good.
He's got community music, so if it goes south,
sure. Yeah.
I dug these up fast, so I'm not sure how great these are.
Okay, all right.
Cruz left them behind.
Yes, there are two little jokes here, gentlemen.
Okay,
boys.
Hey, Dave.
I went to a Barnes & Noble. It's a bookstore, Tony.
Yeah.
Asked the girl at the info desk, asked her about a book about turtles.
Oh, turtles.
Ooh, turtles, what's it?
Hardback, she asked. I said, yeah, and little heads. A woman gets... Hey, boys.
Hey, Dave.
A woman got on the bus with her baby. The bus driver looked at it and said... That is the ugliest baby I've ever seen.
Oh, my gosh.
The woman storms to the rear of the bus and sits down fuming.
Yeah.
She says to the man next to her, that driver just insulted me. The man said, you know what? You go up there and tell him off. Go ahead. I'll hold your monkey for you.
That is your joke of the day. I can't believe it's September 28th, 2021. Welcome back, Dave. Sasquatch, we'll see you around. Stay out of trouble, please.
Maybe.
All right, back after this. Keep where you got it. Courtney Dunahoe is up next. The Bloomberg Money Minute on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
WHAS.
Hi, boys and girls. If you were caught in the...
And all of the other genders.
Yes, whatever they are. 65 shut down because of a fatal accident. So they did the route, detour, right?
Right, that's what I would do.
Highway 44, Shepherdsville. So the detour... is now shut down because one of the semis got caught with a train coming across, and now there's a fatality there.
Wow.
And they have shut that all down because it's involving a train, a semi, a death, and it's packed. So people that were caught on 65 in this traffic jam, okay, I got the detour, are now caught in that traffic jam.
Aye.
Not a good day for folks, so avoid Bullitt County at all costs.
Be patient, and I hope you have one of your Dwight Whitten pee tumblers.
Yes, because that's, or I'll fill up after work.
Yes. Oh, no.
Dwight, how is Lemmy with you at home during the show?
He must be away from the microphone.
Oh, okay, that's fine. We'll talk to him whenever he decides to come back to work.
That would be nice.
Yes. So yesterday you missed the conversation with LMPD Chief. Did you get to hear it or watch it or whatever?
I was still on vacation, Tony. I try not to do work stuff.
Amen.
On vacation. Did she answer tough questions?
Yeah, she answered everything pretty well. I mean, and not everything we agreed with, but she answered them, and I thought it went real well. Hey, you try to fit in every question in 30 minutes, Dave, but at some point you're just like, there's so much to cover.
Did you get the sense that she's in charge? Because you know the mayor kind of is the police chief.
Well, that was my question of I didn't ask whether she was getting talking points or policy from the mayor.
Fact that she came on and faced possibly tough questions,
correct,
is more than he would do.
I just insinuated, hey, when can we get the Metro Council, all 26 members, the mayor's office, and LMPD all in a room? You come up with an action plan and you come out the doors. Hey, we're all together in this.
Who is not or who is against crime Everybody.
Well,
who is for safe neighborhoods?
Well, I did.
Everybody.
I brought up 9/11 in 2008 were two times that Republicans and Democrats put everything down and said, here's our action plan. We're going to go outside these doors and no one's going to get political. We're all going to be we're going to be a formidable front here together as Americans, not Democrats and Republicans. So we have to do the same here in Louisville. Everyone needs to be on the same page and say, we got to get our city back. We have to get our city back. So that's how that goes. He is just talking in the background.
He's having fun with his contractor.
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly.
He's probably trying out the swing.
Yes, yes, yes.
With one of the contractors.
Okay.
Should
I text him and say, dude?
Are you going to bother with the show today?
Yeah. Well, I don't want him to say anything off mic.
Oh, good point.
Okay. That's my worry here. St. James R. Fair is this weekend. Do you and Becky go to that thing? I thought you guys do, don't you?
We do once in a while. That's a little busy for us. The time to go is very early on Friday when it opens.
Or I think with you, what you just brought up was get in a DeLorean and go back about 15 years and then go to St. James Art Fair, because now what it is today is insane.
Well, what's interesting, too, is you'll talk to some of the vendors and we'll say, hey, where are you going to be after this? And they'll tell you their next stop or whatever, and their prices are a little bit lower.
Oh,
and
really?
Other shows.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I don't know what St. James is charging down there for space, but it is one of the biggest art fairs in the country.
No, it's a great event.
It's a great, and everyone that I know my wife, my mother, and my daughter will all be there. My sisters will all go to St. James Art Fair, and they will spend not just an hour or two. They'll be down there all day long. So have fun at St. James Art Fair this weekend.
And speaking of Friday, are we not going to be on a golf course?
We are. So you got to go to WHAS.com and sign up. It's at the bottom of the page, so you got to scroll all the way down. I wanted to make sure that you can still sign up for it yesterday, and I was like, where's the golf scramble sign up? Where's the golf scramble? It's all the way down at the bottom of the page to sign up for the golf scramble. So sign up for that. Me and Dwight Whitten will be on 18 with a big cooler full of beer and a big speaker. And we're going to play music as people come across and we'll entertain and have fun.
Play Saxton.
Yeah, I think that's probably
Saxton.
A good idea.
Hey, look who joined us.
Dude.
It's Saxton.
Hey.
And you know what I like about the St. James Art Fair the most?
What's that?
The convenient parking.
Yeah.
Yo, it's awesome.
Hey, you did realize your mic was on, right?
I did not know.
Oh, good
did
job.
Did I cuss or anything?
We'll let you know in the break.
Wait, all what? Right. Wait, there's a dump button in there.
60% of Americans say they would happily get high with their grandparents.
Yeah, well, mine have since moved on to their great reward.
Mine have too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But,
me too.
But you would have.
I think I don't know. I don't know if I would or not.
Well, have you seen the YouTube videos where they have the old ladies getting high?
Yes.
Those are pretty funny.
They're fantastic. 60. Look, and what's better than a grandma in the kitchen stoned?
I was cooking up
grandma's recipes.
Oh, could you imagine?
Come on.
Could you imagine, man? But here's the thing with one of my grandmothers, her famous saying was to me, if one's good, two's better.
Right.
So imagine where
that's
we would be.
That's one of Tony's sayings.
Yeah. Well,
that's one of
that was my
sayings.
Dating philosophy. 64% of those polled use cannabis for relaxation. while 40% use it for pain management. I think that's the thing where grandparents would be like, oh, my knee doesn't hurt. I'm going to take some of these gummies.
The headache is gone. My back feels better.
That's right. CBD oil helps with that stuff, too. So, no, I think
I believe that I could be wrong, but I believe that marijuana also has the same properties in it that CBD does. So you would get both benefits. You would get the immediate pain relief, and then you would get the relief that you and I see with the pains that we had, Tony, with CBD over the long term.
Darcy Costello from the CJ, from her article, midway through a heated discussion about how to address gun violence, this is during the Metro Council meeting last night, a councilwoman posed a question that stumped the room. Where is a conversation happening on solutions and a plan for tackling crime? Silence followed. She goes on to say,
so they're not even discussing it.
They are not involved in the conversation either. That's part of what we need to discuss. Yeah. Council members need to okay some money so we can start doing something right here. So Councilwoman Cassie Chambers, this is the article from the CJ. You can read it. I would just like to know where the conversation is happening.
Hey, wasn't there a no confidence vote on Fisher?
Twice.
Oh, yeah, at
twice.
Least.
So as far as impeachment, we've brought that up to several people. And the answer we're getting is the Democrat caucus won't let it get.
They don't have the votes, right.
They won't even let it get.
They don't
to
like them. To eat their own, yes.
They won't even put it. But this is not. This is a nonpartisan issue.
Well, yeah, murders are nonpartisan.
No, they're putting their party
right.
ahead of the city.
Right, yep. But my yep. point is, if some of these council people are already on record with a no confidence vote, then why not go ahead and do the right thing for your city and start the process of healing? And number one is getting his ass out of that seat, in my opinion.
Well, then you'll have Fisher Jr. probably who would take over.
Yeah, you know, I get if you're a senator and you're getting $30 million a year and little side kickbacks and all that, and you want to keep your seat. I get it. If you're president of the United States, you want to keep your seat, okay?
Yep.
I get it, right? You're a council member in Louisville, Kentucky, dude.
Yeah,
do what's in your heart. Do what you know is right.
People are getting murdered in your district, and when asked if you would vote against him, nah.
Your salary's
nah.
like $46,000 a year. Dude. Why are you wanting to keep your seat? Do what's right. Don't do for party. Do what's right for the city. Oh, my gosh. Come on. Metro Council. I want to keep my seat. Really? What for? You're not doing anything in it.
They want that retirement.
Do they?
They want that paid retirement.
They don't have a paid retirement, do they?
Are you kidding me?
No, you have to be there 20 years. Nobody's on the board for 20 years, right?
I don't know if it's 20 years. I think it's a term thing.
I'm not sure how it works at city council, but I think if you even hold a seat, say for even 2 years, one term in Congress, I believe you get a pension.
Okay.
Yeah.
But here's...
See, all that crap needs to go away.
Yes.
No, absolutely.
Look, if you're gonna live off the taxpayers' backs like all of these politicians are doing, just save for your retirement like the private sector does.
Maybe we should get Cassie Chambers on. Cassie Chambers Armstrong, she's the Democrat from the 8th District. She says, I would just like to know where that conversation is happening. There's a lot of people who will criticize ideas or say things that won't work. I would just like to know what the plan is and how to create a plan. If there is a plan, I don't know about it.
Identify wow. the bad actors and lock them up. Let's have Louisville get a reputation of this is not a good place to do business if you're a criminal. Find some other city.
No,
it's a good place to start.
I think what she's saying, sorry, Dwight, what she's saying here, dude, is that they're not even talking about it.
Right.
Right. And that's an issue. But like I said yesterday, after Fisher basically neutering the LMPD department.
For 8 years.
Well, so much in the past couple of years where we watched when people were breaking glass, burning things, stealing things, carjacking people, when they say, well, it's just property and letting, look, either enforce the law or don't enforce the law. Get your hands out of law enforcement. Let law enforcement be law enforcement and you go do what you're good at. I guess he's good at taking scissors and cutting a ribbon in mm-hmm. a convenience store. I don't know what he's good at, but get out of the police department.
In the week that I was gone, were there any more discussions about SROs back in schools?
It was brought up yesterday. With the chief, and she was for it.
Well, what kind of ticks me off, you'll see, like some activist will be on TV and say, the police officers intimidate the children. I'd like to hear from the parents
right.
of the children in the schools, not the activist who is speaking for them, supposedly.
Well, but here's the problem, and I brought this up yesterday. Whenever Jefferson County Public Schools has a board meeting, they have an armed LMPD officer on premise. However, board members like Chris Kobe think, you know what, your kids don't need armed law officers. We do. We do. This board of grown-ups. But it's not like you're seeing a lot of school board shootings, but you are seeing a lot of school shootings and school children and violence.
Well, it started years ago in JCPS when the memo started to get leaked that do not send students to the office if you get cursed out. As long as they don't physically touch you, do not send them out of your classroom. So teachers had to be put up with someone calling them whatever while they're trying to teach. That's it. Starts for
these poor teachers.
Once you start to trickle that down, I saw the memo. It was from a teacher at Ballard High School, and I was like, "Oh, this is like 5-6 years ago." We talked to the bus driver 2 weeks ago that said, "I said, can you put a kid off the bus for a week?" Like I was put off the bus for a week. I don't know what I did in eighth grade.
Me too.
Say, Tony, you're off. See you next Monday. And I'm like, oh, okay. The bus driver said, no, absolutely not. Even if the kid is suspended, we have to take him. We have to pick him up. So there's, I don't understand somebody that says, oh no, I'm not for more discipline at school.
No, I don't.
What? What are you doing? There's 2,000 kids in this school, man. We probably need some discipline. All right, again, I-65 closed in Bullitt County. Highway 44 is shut down now in Bullitt County from a train wreck. So it is exactly that all over Bullitt County. So just stay, avoid it. All right, back after this. River City Chiropractic is the place you want to go. They have, well, if you need a chiropractor, but they also have these two machines you sit on. One you sit on, it's it basically shores up the muscles in your pelvic floor for the women, and for men, it relieves blood flow there, okay? Now, that's where you just sit on the machine twice a week for 20 to 25 minutes a week or a time, and then you come back another time that week, and it starts to work. The second machine, there is a belt, or you can put around your either thighs if you want to lose weight there, or your stomach, any part that you can kind of strap this thing around. What it does is melt the fat, and then your body gets rid of that fat permanently, and then it works the muscle. Most of that time, those are two different machines, but now they've combined those, so melting fat and working the muscle. River City Chiropractic, 409-6965. 409-6965. They're off Preston Highway when you take a right off the expressway to go to St. X. It's that first building on the left. River City Chiropractic. Back after this. News Radio 840 WHAS. Get your back up off the wall and tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't want to dance by standing on the wall?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.